Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Isaiah 57.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Just joking, make sure. Y'all are awake out there this morning. Hope so. Praise the Lord. Glad to be here again with you this fine morning, beautiful morning. I don't know about y'all, but we got an abundance of rain last night, but it sure has turned out to be a very beautiful morning, another day that the Lord has made. And he said, let's rejoice and be glad in it. We don't need to be sad this morning, but we need to be glad because there's one that setteth on the right hand the power of God, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. And there's nothing that takes him by surprise, and he can secure us. He can take care of us in any way. Amen. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to wake up this morning if I didn't know that. Amen. I wouldn't want to be without Jesus. Many years I traveled this life without the Lord and just didn't know what kind of fix and danger I was in. But praise God, I'm glad I'm saved. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad of what he done for me, and I appreciate him, and glad to be here this morning. This is Brother Tommy Ledford. My wife, Carol, is with me this morning. We're going to get right into the scriptures. I'm going to pray first, and then we'll get into scripture. How about that? Lord, as we come before you this morning, God, I just thank you for everything, God, you've done, what you're going to do, and how that you watch after us. And God, how your thoughts are towards us as the sands of the sea that are innumerable, God, and how that you give yourself for us. And Lord, how Jesus has given himself for us. God, I just pray that you would just help us this morning. God, that you would just bless us here in this service. God, that we might help someone out there that's listening, God. Lord, someone that wants to turn to you today, God, some that, Lord, has already turned to you and serving you, God, that it might be an encouragement for them, God. Just help us here. Be with us, and God, watch over us, and Lord, please, all the hearers out there, the listeners out there, God, that you would anoint their ears and their hearts, God, that they not just be hearers, but, Lord, that they'll be doers of your word, God. I thank you for this and this opportunity this morning. And I give you the praise, honor, and the glory for it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to, I did have got on this verse before, but I'm going to come back to it again. I reckon it's been a long time, but nevertheless, Ecclesiastes is where I'm going to be at. I'm just going to read a couple verses here. It's going to start in the, the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes and the 13th verse. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. You know, that's just kind of pretty plain. You know, he's telling us that we need to hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, which is the whole duty of man. For God should bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. It's going to be brought before him. You know, the Bible said that, you know, the secrets is going to be revealed and chattered on the rooftop and all that. And you know what? We can have, those, some of the secret things, are not so good, and you don't want those revealed. Amen. But you can get forgiveness for them. You won't have to worry about it. But you know, some of the secret things we can do, we ought to do secret things that we would won't be, that we want to be revealed. You know how the Bible tells us, you know, not let the left hand know what the right hand's doing, that you're doing good. You know, that you're not like the hypocrite standing on the street corner saying, hey, I fast so many times a week and I give all these tithes and this and that and the other. No, we don't want to be like that. We want to let our works be done in secret. Amen. That the Father can reward us openly. But he said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It's to fear God. fear God is giving reverence unto him. And you know, the Bible said, don't fear the one that can destroy the body, but fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul in hell. Amen. That's what we need to fear, is fear God. Amen. And a good, healthy fear of God, we'll find out how much that we actually can love God, and perfect love cast out all fear. So you won't have a fear. You know, when I was coming up, you know, I'm sure you're the same way. When I was coming up, and I would, you know, have chores and things that I had to do. And you know what? I love my daddy. Me and my daddy did a bunch together, and we were kind of like glue, you know, one to the other. But I got on a little older there, and then I was still in school and all that, you know, in middle school or junior high, whichever it was. I can't remember. I think it was junior high is what they called it. But nevertheless, it's been a few days since then. but nevertheless, I had things, chores that I had to do, and one of them was my daddy had a few dogs, and I'd have to clean them dog pens out, and I was supposed to feed the dogs and all that kind of stuff, you know, so those were things that I was supposed to do. But you know, a young fella, sometimes he don't think those things are so important, because my daddy was he at the time was working out of town, and he'd work out of town for weeks or months at a time before he would come home. You know, he was working way out of state. And so sometimes you would let that slip. And I let it slip more times than I ought to have, you know. And you know, as much as I love my daddy, and my daddy, I felt like I was didn't have any fear of anything or anybody around me, because my daddy always took care of us no matter what it was, you know. And that's a good thing. He was comfort and security. But I can tell you, when I didn't do the things that I was supposed to, and then all of a sudden he came home unannounced, I can tell you there was a good, healthy fear that come over me. Because there I hadn't cleaned out the dog pens the day before, and the dogs had been fasting, you know. So there a good, healthy fear came in. And the only reason that fear came in is because I was not doing the things that I should. And you know what? If we have a good, healthy fear of God, because he is the one, I mean, Jesus is going to come back with a shout of an archangel, you know, and the angel is going to put one foot on land, one on sea, and proclaim or swear by him and sit on the throne that time shall be no more. It's all over with then. And regardless whether that is or not, our day could be up now. Our day could be up, you know, any time now. Our day could, that's working. Our day could be up. So we're going to have to go answer to God, you know, whether you, for the deeds that we've done in our body, whether they be good, whether they be evil, you know. But he said, if we fear God, fearing God is the beginning of knowledge, and departing from iniquity is understanding. When we, and that's what it took for me. When I was lost and undone, was to really get to the place that I feared God and know that God was alive, know that God was listening, know that God was there in everything that I did, and, you know, that he knew about all this stuff, and it was written down in a book, and it was going to be accounted one day, you know. And you know, sin has a price, and you know, people, and there's going to be a payday. There's going to be a payday for sin, and kind of like one preacher says, well, you know, the wages of sin is death. He says, quit. So,
quit
so,
before payday.
Yeah, quit. Please quit. But anyway, for us to fear God, you know, that's a kind of a pretty good example, I would say. But it says, keep his commandments. You know, his commandments are not grievous. They're not hard. He's laid them out for us that we can do it, you know, and they're good. They're life. But it's not just the Ten Commandments. You know, some people think, oh, well, I'm doing good. You know, they go through the motions. You know, they got nice dress clothes. They go to church and they pay tithes and they give to this and give to that. But you know what? He wants us totally and completely, not just repented, but he wants us to work for him, because, you know, fear God and keep his commandments. That's our whole duty. But there's more commandments. He said we should love our neighbor as ourself. And, you know, how that we should go out and that we should let our light shine, that they see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. So there's more than this, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, all these the Ten Commandments. I mean, he brought us a lot more commandments in the New Testament and that will bless us. But it's not just us. We got to look beyond ourselves. You know, if you've got repentance, you know, that's awesome, amen, but there's a continuance to go on and salvation and being saved and you know there's attributes that's going to come and you're going to want to help. You're going to have that in your heart, but if God's in your heart, you're going to want to help everyone else that you can. You're going to want to help the lost. You're going to want to help and do all that you can if you love God, amen. I know that I love my wife. I tell you what, I don't know if anybody loves their wives anymore. I love my wife. I tell you, my wife, I think's the best woman in the world. You know, she is just an awesome woman. I wish everyone had someone like my wife.
I didn't pay him to say that.
But she is. She's an awesome woman. And, you know, whenever I get a chance, I don't call friends and doing this and that and the other. I want, you know, during the day or whatever, when it come lunchtime or whatever, I want to call and talk to my wife. I love my wife. She's my best friend. She's pretty much, you know, everything that that I ain't. I reckon we help one another. I mean, we're a part of one another. You know, the Bible talks about that, and we are. And when I get off work, I want to call her. I want to talk to her on my way home, my commute home. And you know, she'll ask me, well, what you want to do this weekend? I'm like, well, what do you want to do? I just want to spend time with you. And she's like, well, I just want to spend time with you. And I'm like, well, that's good. Amen. And, you know, if we love one another, that's something that we want to do, is spend time with one another. And I've heard actually a lady say before, her husband was in the military and he had been home a good while and all that. She says, well, I'm ready for him to go to deployment again. I'm like, wow, what did we get married for? But if we love God, we'll want to keep his commandments. We'll want to do that.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It, you know, we talk about the commandments of the Lord and how they're not grievous. But if you're not in love with him, they're going to be grievous because it's not in your heart to please him. And instead of getting so caught up on, you know, not that they're not important. I don't mean that. The things that we need to do or not do or what have you. It's just like a relationship with another person, although far more important, that you build a relationship because, you know, I know what you like to eat. Now, I love pineapple. I enjoy pineapple.
I don't care if another one ever grows again.
No, he can't stand it. So, you know what? At the house, I don't cook things with pineapple because that's not something that he likes. And if he can't enjoy it, then, I mean, I'm not going to enjoy it. There aren't very many things that I cook to have that I know that he doesn't enjoy. Not that he would care.
No.
But it's just, you know, I mean, it's not that important to me. I'd rather cook something we can both enjoy. And I know that's kind of silly. But the point is, it's a relationship. We've built a relationship with each other. And so we enjoy spending time together. We enjoy doing things that the other person likes to do or listening to things that the other person likes to listen to because we have that relationship. And it's the same way with the Lord. If we would just start a relationship with the Lord and then cultivate it and grow it
daily,
it's not grievous. It's a joy.
Amen.
Prayer would not be a chore. It would not be something that you have to try to find time to maybe do for a few minutes or an emergency break when you're in a terrible situation and you call on the Lord because there's nothing else you can do or, you know, you don't know what else to do. That would be your first choice. Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, you call me on your lunch break because that's your choice. You know, that's the same for me. When, you know, I want to talk to you. Well, I don't wait and call everybody else on my contact list and listen, well, I guess I'll call my husband. It's not that way. And if we would cultivate a relationship with the Lord, that's the way it would be with him. And his word is his, that's his love letters to us.
Amen.
You know, that's his childhood, you know, whatever, his family album, or you know what I'm saying, that in a relationship sense, that's going back to his hometown and seeing where he went to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cultivating the relationship, and we get to know him by spending time with him and in his word. So we won't, decisions that we have to make, we wouldn't have to worry about, you know, whether we're going to make the right choice or whether it's God's will, because if we're fully immersed in his word and we've spent this time with him and we have this relationship with him, we're going to know. Just like you know whether your spouse on a Saturday morning is going to put on a pair of jeans or whether he's going to put on a suit or whether he's going to put on running shoes. You know what your spouse does, you know, in at certain times. Well, you know what the Lord thinks too. Just when something happens, I can pretty much tell what you're going to think or what you're going to say. If we're having a conversation with our children or with our friends or whatever, and somebody says, well, Tommy, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? I'm like, well, I know what he's going to say. Because I know you, you know. I know how you think. You know how I think. So we pretty much, I mean, you know, we pretty much know. And it's the same way with the Lord. It can be the same way with the Lord. Yeah. It's not always, but if we put the time in, it would be the same way. And when that trumpet sounds, it's not going to be a foreign sound to us. It's not going to be a sound that we miss because we'll be listening, because we'll be in tune
Amen.
To him.
Because...
Or when a garbage truck hits even the back end and you don't know whether you're going to make it or not, you don't know if you're going to go out into traffic on 301 or not. Then you'll feel secure. You won't have to worry, you know.
Yeah, amen.
About what's going to happen.
And, you know, the Bible said the righteous rejoice against the day of judgment. And they're looking forward to it. People are so encountered, you know, just so involved in the world so much that they don't have time. And that's where people don't have peace. And I believe that also mm-hmm. people... they have the anxiety and the stress mm-hmm. and all that. And I can tell you, I thank the Lord for my ride in every morning.
Right.
I mean, we live out in McLean or Glen, and, you know, that ride in to work and to Jacksonville every morning, it's just a blessing to me. Amen. Because nobody's usually bothering me or anything. I mean, unless, you know, one of my sons wants to tell me something or, you know, I have one son, he'll just call me and say, Daddy, I want you to know that I love you. And, you know, that's
thank
a blessing
God
to me. And then I got one that's adopted here and he'll call me and talk to me. But I try to make all that nothing but prayer. And if you talk to the Lord in prayer, and I'm talking about, you know, we're not talking about like these, they get in these fancy churches and try to make some kind of fancy prayer that sounds good to somebody. We're talking about somebody that's heartfelt talking to God.
No, but listen, if I go to do a job interview or if I'm going to go talk to an official, I try to make sure that I use correct grammar. You know, I'm careful about what I say. I'm guarded. I only, you know, let out so much of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit a good point right there. If that's how you are with the Lord, if that's the relationship you have with him, then that's how you're going to be when you pray. But if if you can cry Abba Father and he is your daddy.
Right.
Your conversation's not the same with your daddy as it is with the President of the United States. You'll crawl up in your daddy's lap, you know,
right.
if you're able, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, you'll put your arm around your daddy. I don't think anybody's going to go put their arm around. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different.
Well, you know, as you bring that up, you know, when I went to go talk to my daddy about something, I say, hey, daddy. And I called my daddy, daddy, until, you know.
I did too, until he passed.
Yeah, until he passed. And, you know, I called mama, mama, and daddy, daddy. And I've heard people call their parents by their name, you know, and I've never called my daddy.
My mother would
hey, Thomas or Tom me. Or whatever.
I guess that's just a Southern thing. I don't know, but that was disrespectful in my house. You didn't do that. You didn't even call your aunt by their name. You call them Aunt So-and-so
that's
or Uncle
exactly
So-and-so.
That's, so that's the kind of relationship that we ought to have with the Lord. And if we have that relationship and we're talking to him and we're speaking to him and we're speaking to him every day, it's not like, you know, oh, it's me in the middle of my tragedy or, you know, I ain't heard from you in a while.
That's a 911 call.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like my oldest son. For some years, he got out on his own and doing his own thing and wasn't doing like he ought to and all that.
Wasn't serving the Lord.
But, and you know, I didn't get any calls from him until he needed something.
Right.
And then he would call me, oh, I need, and I can just guarantee you, you know, 99% of the time it had to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I just, you know, I won't even get into that. But nevertheless, when he called me, I knew that he was wanting something. I said, you know, son, I said, it'd be good one day that you just call me and say, hey, Dad, how are you doing? Or that
right.
I love you. And you know what? I hear that almost daily that he calls me and does that. And he's not
right.
asking for everything and this, that, and the other.
Right.
And you know, the Lord's blessed him. Amen.
Yes.
But, you know, that's the thing. We ought to be able, you know, the Lord wants to hear from us. He wants to talk to us. It's his good pleasure to give unto his children. Amen. So what should we be doing? We should fear God. We should keep his commandments. We should be a light unto the rest of the world. We
that's
should
right.
be testifying and letting people know how much he does love us, what he's done. I mean, how great. You can't show any greater love that the Father had told, you know, that he had towards us, that he gave his only begotten Son. I mean, to be tortured and mutilated and all that, and that Jesus would give himself his life, that he would be tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin, but that he would show us, that he would bridge this gap, that he would show us to bring us, that we could be sons of God, that we can cry, Abba, Father.
Did you know that when Moses came down off the mount, off of Mount Sinai after he had been with the Lord, so that his face shone, he didn't have to wear a sign around his neck saying that he had been with the Lord.
That's right.
Everybody
didn't
knew.
Have to have a t-shirt.
No. Mm-mm. And if he didn't post it on his Facebook or his Instagram, nothing. Everybody knew that he had been with
been
the Lord.
In the presence, yes.
Because he spent time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that too. If we spend time with the Lord, everybody around us will know that we're spending time with the Lord.
That's right.
It's not something, when it's not a work. It's not something you have to work at if we would just do it. If we would really get in the presence of the Lord. All this other stuff would take care of itself. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Everything in his word. Everything is all connected. It's all contingent on whether we spend time with him. And if we don't love him, we're not going to spend time with him. And if we do love him, we're not going to find an excuse not to spend time with him.
But let me tell you something about spending time with the Lord. Now, if you spend time with someone else, say a friend or whatever, if you'll notice, if you spend a lot of time with them, you'll pick up their
mm-hmm.
characteristics.
That's
or
right.
they'll pick up yours or whatever. And that's not so always a good thing. But I can tell you, if you spend that time with the Lord and you pick up those characteristics, then you know what? They're infectious. And a good infectious.
Yes.
Amen. That they'll, you know, people will see. And I've actually had people just comment that didn't know me, you know,
mm-hmm.
just make comments and all. But I was just thinking, you know, as you're speaking, how, you know, this is not just, oh, well, you do this, you keep his commandments, and you have to talk to God. It's something that you want to do. I mean, you're reading his word, you're praying, you're seeking God, you're talking to him.
Yep.
And he said he would keep your mind in perfect peace. You know what? And I can tell you that God's an awesome mechanic. He's an awesome, anything that you need to be, he's awesome at it. I have prayed about
and
things.
He cares.
I have prayed about things at work. I'm like, Lord, I don't know how to do this, you know?
Right.
And he opened up the way. He fixed it. I've been, you know, having to go somewhere and I'm like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to face here. You know, help me to figure this out. And
help you find parts.
Yes,
you know,
I mean,
he cares about every intricate little detail that you care about because he loves you.
And he listens to you,
and
you know.
Listens.
But I say that to say this, your life changes.
Mm-hmm.
Your life truly changes. It ain't that, Lord, I'm just sorry for my sins and I want to, you know, go live with you in heaven.
I don't want to go to hell.
You know, yeah, more or less.
Not even that you want to go with him. I just don't want to go to hell.
Yeah, you know, it's more than that. I mean, it's life and life more abundantly. I mean, you know, people is just working and tolling and putting themselves in all kind of payments and this and that and the other to try to get the adrenaline rush or trying to make themselves happy or their spouses happy and all in their greed. I mean, you can even look in the movie stars and all that with all the money they have and they're still not and they don't have peace.
That doesn't make you happy.
If they did, they wouldn't be doing drugs and everything else.
Full of pride
and all that, you know.
Right.
I tell you what, I had, you know, I just have a good time, me and my wife at home. And what the Lord can show us and what we can do and the satisfaction, not just satisfaction, but the joy.
Right.
The joy. I mean, what he'll bless you in your natural life. Amen. He'll bless you spiritually. Amen. He'll let you sit in heavenly places. Amen. You will feel like you're on cloud nine, another level higher up. Amen. And that's a blessing. Amen. But what he can even us open your eyes unto the natural and to the things that you can do naturally that would just bless you and satisfy your soul. I mean, people are just hunting for this and that and the other and to change and to do this. When you know what? All we need to do is look up. We need to look up, fear God, keep his commandments, which is a whole duty of man, because we know that every work is going to be brought into judgment. Amen. And we can have a testimony like Paul said, I've wronged no man, I've defrauded no man. You know, he knew all these things. He was not worried about when the Lord come back. Amen. He was not worried about when he got on a ship being swallowed up by a whale.
That's peace.
Yes.
That's joy. You know, God is not a God that walks around carrying a big club ready to pop you on the head.
No.
When you trip and fall or something. Now, there's going to come a time that he's going to have to execute judgment on the sins of man, all of us.
But it's the choice that you make.
It is your choice. But God, right now, we're living in grace. We're living in the dispensation of grace, where we have a relationship with him. If I hurt you, if I hurt your feelings, or if I'm sharp with you, I can say, hey, baby, I'm sorry. I know I'm in a bad mood, or I know I'm ill. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that to you. I didn't mean to hurt you. And you'll forgive me. And it's the same way with the Lord. You know, if we do wrong, we ask forgiveness. But at some point, there's going to be judgment.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Just like I was telling you with my oldest son, there's a time I would help him so far, and then I'd like, whoop, no more, you know, no more. But nevertheless, I hope that y'all got something out of this service this morning. I tell you, I love you, and I want everybody to do good. I want you to make heaven your home. If you are on the path, continue on, get closer to God. And if you're not, start today.
Yes.
Start today. All these things in the world doesn't matter. It's going to matter when the Lord comes back and judgment comes. That's what's going to matter.
Yes.
And I tell you, this is Brother Tommy, and I love you today. God bless you.